that it really didn't matter where they were born. It didn't matter how they were born. It meant that we'd like to go on a really long journey just before it happened. And we'd really rather share it with a load of cows and sheep than we would with our nearest and dearest. But that's what happened to Mary. I don't suppose in her wildest dreams when she saw that angel that that's what she thought was going to happen. I don't think the angel told her, we've got no evidence that the angel told her that she was going to go through any of that. And I'm sure that any of us who've had anything to do with people who've been pregnant know that people will write birth plans, that they'll plan the most amazing things for their children. Admittedly, half the time they don't keep to them, but they do think that they want this to be the most special event. And I'm sure Mary, like all mothers, wanted this to be an incredibly special event. Well, it was that. But though she wasn't visited by her friends, we're not saying they weren't there, but she was visited by poor Spanish shepherds and people from a foreign land. Who knows, she may not even have been able to communicate with those kings. And when they came, then she must have been pretty mystified as to why they'd given her the gifts that they had. Her son was dedicated by an old man who was about to die. And then she and her, and by this point Joseph, her husband, have to flee to a foreign land where they have to live for a considerable amount of time because they were under fear of death of their child. Sometimes we feel our lives are a bit unfortunate, but God expects us to do the most incredible things and doesn't give us very many means to do it. But here is the chosen one. Mary was chosen to do this, and that's what being chosen by God meant. It meant that she had to actually not only give birth to the Son of God, but actually to endure things that we wouldn't want for our families. Most parents want the perfect start. They want their children to be well educated. They want their children to have lots of money. They want financial security. They want nice properties to live in. If you talk to people, they want everything that Mary didn't have. And yet, here was the Son of God. He didn't have that either. Being the mother of Jesus turned out to be quite a liability. At the age of 12, she lost him in the temple. I think any parent who's ever lost a child for any length of time knows how scary it is to lose a child. But Mary lost him for quite a long time because he'd gone to talk to the scholars in the temple. Mary knew him very well, so that by the time he becomes the Jesus of the ministry, where before she tells at the first miracle in John, she says, do whatever he tells you. And although he's busy telling her off for asking him to do a miracle, she knows that he will fulfill. And she's come to that realization. But I'm sure it wasn't easy for the mother of God. And finally, she stands at the foot of the cross. Her son on a cross with criminals on either side. Her knowing that he's not a criminal. And she must have stood there. And we know that she mourned. It says that in the Bible, but she must have stood there wondering what all of this had been about. We sing some amazing songs where we talk about giving ourselves to God, where we talk about God being king over our lives. Mary had given her all as that 14-year-old. She'd given her whole existence and her whole life. And here it was, ending, or as she must have seen it at that moment, with her son dying on a cross for something he wasn't guilty of. I wonder whether she knew he was going to be raised from the dead. Then on Easter Sunday, he is raised from the dead, conquering sin and death for all of us, and for her, and for everybody else. Oh, we like Jesus' parents prepared to take all that the journey with God means. We sing about Jesus being King. What does it mean for God to be in control of our lives? What do we expect from Him? Do we expect wealth, security, or poverty and uncertainty? Do we expect health and well-being? Or do we expect an amazing journey full of amazing challenges as we go on a journey with the King of Kings? Then you go on that journey this Christmas time together. We'll finish by singing Joy to the World.